can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is an
emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for...
That's Jehu's
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Okay. I guess I got to stop the music in the background. This is Dutch Jones. Let me turn up the microphone a little bit. Hello! I'm using just the a clip-on mic. And I got music going in the background. I have to stop. Whereas I guess I hit playlist. And then I hit, there's nothing there to hit. I got to hit the player, Lou tells me. Great. It doesn't even show it. There we go. Okay, let's hit the big old pause. There we go. I am Dutch Jones. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Show. We are on the road right now. Well, not physically on the road as we speak, but we are not in our usual location. What we're doing here today, though, is we are going out of our way to make sure that we continue the show. We may lose a little bit of quality. We won't have the phone line. The soundboard we were using doesn't work anymore. We didn't raise enough money to buy another soundboard. So this is what you get. Dutch in a can. Pretty much what it is. If you have to turn the volume up louder, I apologize for that. I've got this thing cranked up. I got the microphone right here on my, on my little brown t-shirt. And, let's see. I guess I can hit the camera here for a second just so you guys will actually believe me. Here we go. No, why did it go to ManiCam? It always does it. It defaults to ManiCam when I do that. Let's do this. Hello? Yeah, there we go. Okay, so I can tilt that down. I'm sitting here. Here's my microphone. Oh, wow, now I can hear myself. I'm not sure why I do hear myself. There's like a delay. Oh, because of this. Okay, let me turn that off here. Let me get rid of that. I guess I got to disable it. It's going to look weird. Yeah, I looked all leisurely there. As long as Lou has a fan, you sound loud and clear in my headset. Thank you, Mary. Lou, we don't need a fan. Where we're at has air conditioning. You can turn off that light, though, please. The glare is getting to me, Lou. We've got a couple things to talk about, but the most important thing just came in moments before we went on the air on Liberty Tree Radio today. Hammerdown from the Arizona Citizens Militia reported that the Zetas, which are the rogue military elements in Mexico that have invaded the United States and are drug running and slave running, they've offered and I can't remember what the price was now when he comes in, maybe he'll call in again. I think it was a $10,000 bounty on any American's head. Kill any American now, get a $10,000 bounty. The number may be different. He just called like 2 minutes before we went on the air to share that information with us. So those of you that think that this border issue doesn't affect you, the Zetas now want to kill all Americans. It doesn't matter. If they catch them out there interfering with them or they, you know, see you camping out there with your family, you know, you don't have to worry about rattlesnakes. You got to worry about Zetas now, which is kind of sad and funky and weird. Okay, Lou, I'm getting out of the chat room. You guys have got to let me know if anything's going on in the chat room. It is Friday, the 30th of July, and it's probably going to be a slow day. Fridays are usually slow. However, we are now, let's see. Have more listeners this month than we had the previous 2 months, so that's good. And we're really glad about. Let's see, we got everybody. I got some email here or some pop-up. Susan Bolton is awesome. And for those of you that don't know, I don't know why you're sending me this, unless it's a joke. Susan Bolton is that federal judge that gutted the law. We were talking a little bit yesterday about interposition. People keep sending me emails wanting to know about interposition, and they didn't understand. I guess I got to clarify a little bit. It's when your local authorities tell the federal authorities to take a hike. Let me simplify it that way. So it's good to me, good for me to make sure I do clarify that. And Sheriff Arpaio, if I'm saying his name right, Joe Arpaio, is actually doing that. He went ahead and began the sweeps today, or yesterday, actually. He went out of his way to make certain, in fact, let me find the article here, that he wasn't going to let the feds push him around. So he, even though the governor doesn't want to do it, he's doing it. And I've got the article right here. The fight, and this is from Associated Press. Arizona governor considers changing immigration law. Wait a minute. Why did it give me this one on Arpaio? And then, okay, let me read this, though. It may have given me the wrong article for the link. The fight over Arizona immigration law showed no signs of letting up. Friday, as the federal judge, he blunted its force faced threats, and the Republican governors who signed it considered changes to address any faults. Let's see, where's the thing here about Arpaio, though? Okay. Let's see. But she allowed police to enforce the law's bans on blocking vehicle traffic when seeking and offering day labor services. Okay, so they're enforcing parts of it here. I'm trying to find the... They actually changed the story on the link. It was a story... I saved the link. It's a story about Joe Arpaio putting out his roundup anyway. He was told his officers, if you stop people and you think they may be illegal, ask him about it. He sent his posse out. They changed the article. Isn't that hilarious? And it's just strange to me. This is what Yahoo does. I'm looking at the link, and it says, they're going to lie. They're going to cheat. They're the media. That's what they do. Got an interesting email from some sodomite wannabe out in Texas who was telling me I had no idea what I was talking about. Says that he would gladly come live in California to fulfill his dream, and that he's a Yankee that was born in Texas. Sad story. When people send me email like that, why are you listening? I assume he's probably one of the guests that are in there right now. Okay, let me find this. Got all my news articles right here. That's just weird that they changed the article. Here's some good news. South Carolina, a city to back up Arizona, basically banned illegal aliens in their city in South Carolina. Immigration skirmish brews in quiet South Carolina town. Somerville, South Carolina, this is again as Associated Press, in a quiet southern bedroom community of gardens and parks across the country from Arizona, another skirmish in the battle over illegal immigration is brewing. Somerville Councilman Walter Bailey, worried that there is a void in immigration law, has proposed an ordinance that goes farther than state law, which was sharpened 2 years ago to allow police to identify illegal immigrants for deportation. So South Carolina already had that law. Can you shut the door, Lou? The proposal would prevent illegal immigrants from living in the town of 45,000, which calls itself Flower Town in the Pines, and in most cases prevent them from working there. Bailey, a former state prosecutor, says it was prompted in part by the Obama administration challenging the new Arizona law that was to have taken effect this week. It is outrageous, he says, that when by default the state of Arizona has to go in there and do the job of the federal government ought to do. Instead of showing appreciation and support for Arizona, the federal government sues, Bailey said. Now, and it goes into the whole law and everything here. So I'm extremely happy that other states are doing it. And then, of course, we're going to get to an article later in these 2 hours where Obongo is just going to do an executive order. He says he's going to completely go around Congress because they're not responding to his demands, and they're just going to enact amnesty. So get ready for that, folks. And we're going to share that one after 6. I want to share that with the Liberty Tree Radio people. Let's see. There's also a couple other things going on. Bear attacks. If you guys hadn't seen, I think it was Oregon. It was a Michigan man in Montana that was killed in his sleep. He was dragged out of his tent by a mama bear and 3 of her baby bears and partially eaten. 2 other people were seriously wounded and 1 was treated and released. Bears are on the rise again. And I don't know if it's just because of the amount of people seeking vacation time in our national parks, because, you know, they can't go overseas. They probably don't want to go to Mexico now. But the interface is going on. And I tell you this because I spent the day, I watched like 8 episodes of Man Tracker. And if you guys, I don't know if you know what Man Tracker is. It's this great outdoor channel I think it was on the Sci-Fi Channel, though, today, Science Channel. And they were showing where you have a tracker who usually looks for lost kids, but he also tracks fugitives and stuff. And what it is kind of a Canadian game show, you know, one good thing out of Canada, right? Where these civilians, you know, pit themselves in about a 20-mile race, takes 36 to 38 hours. They have to get to it from one point to a designated point, and he tries to catch them on horseback with an assistant from the local area. Pretty good stuff. I mean, sometimes they have some city folk in there that are just pathetic. But they had these two gentlemen on there that, I can't remember what they were, but they had these things called bear bangers or bear blasters. Never heard of them. I grew up in bear country. We even had a couple grizzlies up where I live. Never sold these. These are 22 caliber pen guns that use a blank to launch a device that goes out about 150 feet and then explodes like a firecracker. It's pretty loud. But these guys were using them as booby traps and setting them up all over the place. They have some that are smoked. They have some that are poppers. They have all kinds of stuff. Well, I Googled this. These things are awesome. Now, they sell them in Canada, but if you Google bear blaster or bear repellent and that kind of stuff, you'll find it on there. And you can get, for like $80, you can get like six of them. And I'm highly recommending you people get these. They're great for distraction, early warning, booby traps. I can think of all kinds of great, great applications. They're reusable. The pen part of it is like a firing pin with just a spring on it. But you can screw these devices that project at a distance. Now, you're supposed to just like pop them straight up in the air. The bang goes off and it scares the bear away. Don't shoot it at the bear, because if it goes off behind the bear, it will scare him into you or her into you. But these devices, I'd never heard of them. I don't know if we have any listeners in Canada, because I'm always scathing on Canada, ripping on them. Lou, I'm going to need some water, please, if you could get some water for me. So any of you that have access to these things, I want to know about them. I'm sure here in California, if I try to order them, they're not going to do it, but I'm going to try and find a few places. I'll even sell them. If I can find them wholesale, I will resell them. Great signaling devices. They have flares. I don't know why I keep yawning. This is ridiculous. I apologize, folks. The bear, like signal flares that are pen size, is exactly what they're like. You don't hit them or anything. You cock it by rotating the pen back, and then you just let it go. You push it to the left or to the right. It fits in a notch. And whammo, whammy, there, you know, it goes off. So it's a nice little thing. Add that to your wasp spray. And I'm sure your mind can create all kinds of little things that would work great for that. So that was pretty good. Let's see. What else do I got to talk about here? It's funny, I sit here all day and I got all this cool stuff to talk about. As soon as I go on the air, I like lose it. And now I can't stop yawning. Maybe if I sit up in the chair, I'm in a position of leisure. Get my feet up off the bed here in our little room and sit up. I was hoping the water would help me some when Lou brings it in here. Maybe I took too many heart pills and they're making me sleepy. Let me take a drink of water here, folks. Stand by. There you go. There you go. I do this. Okay. Go back to my Facebook. Boy, I'm getting lots of comments from Facebook. Let's see here. No, I don't have ants in the studio here. Somebody's asking if we brought the ants. No ants in here. This is an ant-free zone. But it wouldn't matter. We don't have a soundboard anyway. The one that we were using just stopped working for us. What's this? Oh, okay, cool. Got an email. What do we got here? Greetings from Michigan. Mike from out in Cornkey Country. Good luck with the mobile broadcasting. Thank you. Thank you, Mike, for sending us that. We're getting more and more folks that are hardcore Cornkey listeners that are listening to our show. I guess that means I'm not sounding too much like a fool when I recommend stuff. So that's good. You're welcome aboard. I got a ton of stuff overnight from people that were just really upset again that I was mixing Christianity. But then I got a few with militia. Then I got a few people that said that it just that they were so thankful for it. So that was good. I think I got more neutral letters than I did negative letters, and a couple really positive ones. I get a few emails about Sir David when I have him on. That's fine. You want to go find him, go to Patriot Broadcasting Network, PBN. You can send your questions to him. Interesting interview. Let's just put it that way. I don't always understand what he's talking about, because like I tell you guys, I'm just a regular dude. I don't get into a lot of the deep stuff. I like basic doctrines that are easy to follow and understand when they're explained to me in a proper way. Let me close this. I just keep yawning. This happened to me once before when I was trying to drive. Adjust your camera up to where you're just seeing your mouth. Oh, the camera is on. I just don't see it. Let's go here. Hey. I'm not going to turn the camera off. Why don't you tell me the camera was on, Lou?
You knew the camera was on.
No, I didn't. I said I'm going to turn it off here. I keep doing that. I keep... let's take that off there. Okay. You don't need to see me. Here, I'll do like a strobe effect. I'll turn it off, turn it on. The hidden camera effect. I had to tilt it down so I could read what was on the screen. So, Minuteman, what was the bounty on the heads of Americans that the Zetas put out? If you could share that with me, I would appreciate that. I got to turn down my speaker here because I don't know if you guys are hearing that in the background. In fact, let me just mute it. There we go. $5,000. That's all Americans are worth, but that's okay. $5,000 is a lot of money in Mexico. So keep that in mind when you're going down to the border. It'll let you guys maybe take it a little more seriously than you previously have, especially people that may say that, hey, I'm not involved in this. There's absolutely no reason for me to be worried about it. It's not an issue that affects me. Well, now Mexicans want you dead. So thank you, Minuteman, for that. I have to wonder if I did take too many of my heart pills, because this is like, I'm almost ready to go to sleep here. I do stupid stuff like that when I'm not, you know, paying attention up on the hill, you know, watch stuff. I'm just down here taking it easy. It's kind of like going to Motel 6 for us when we come off the hill. It's like a little family celebration tide. We come down, we do some laundry, we try to relax a little bit. Try to forget about all the stresses that go on in church and, you know, the problems. It's a vacation we like to do once or twice a month, as you guys know. But we'll be back up there Sunday, doing our thing. And it's interesting, because lately I've been really, for about the last 3 weeks, I've really been, praying to the Lord about what my calling is. Where should I be? Am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? Because, you know, I often say that I'm here to irritate the comfortable and comfort the irritated. It seems like I've been doing more irritating the comfortable lately, not just with the show, but just with my personal life. You know, I just seem to suddenly have people coming to me with just all their problems, and then when I give them, you know, the solutions that are biblically based, not my opinions, what the Bible is, they get mad at me. They get angry with me, and I have leaders that get mad at me because they said I'm being a little too harsh with people. I try to do the kind word thing at first, and I do that 2 or 3 times, but when they keep coming back, what should I do? What should I do? And I go, look, here's the biblical doctrine. Here's the biblical lesson. You can do it if you want to. You don't have to do it, but stop coming to me and asking me over and over again, what should I do? It is very frustrating, and I'm sure you guys have had that. You've got those friends that do it. Well, I've got more than friends. I mean, I only have a couple close friends, and I've got people from the church body, from the militia body doing it. So it's a challenge that I have. When I keep telling you guys, please pray for me, I mean it. You know, it's been weighing heavily on my soul and on my body and on my health. I've been losing sleep over it. It's funny. I get along better with the people that I have email relationships with and relationships with through the show than I do people that I see every day. And it's kind of sad because people keep, you know, blaming me for things that I have no control over, especially in their lives. And then people keep saying, well, we need to do more. And then every time we go to do more, nobody shows up. I get people say, we need to be doing more hardcore training. I want to be patrolling in the hills. And then, you know, we have like some hardcore training, like butchering of animals. And it's the same 5 to 6 people that show up, the same hardcore people. Minuteman says I should put, like, Lucy on penis. I should charge 5 cents for counseling. Actually, I think what I'm going to do is, you know, just say, you know what? This isn't my calling. You need to go talk to somebody else when it happens. You know, maybe I'm wrong on that. But I just can't keep, I can't be a counselor, communications guy, outreach guy, recruiter guy, trainer guy, and, you know, and then be working on people's personal relationships with one another. You guys, you know the story. You've heard me talk about it over the past few weeks. Just the stupidity that goes on within bodies of Christ and anything. Four-wheel drive clubs, gun clubs, PTA groups, whatever it is. Human beings just seem to be getting, and let me know in the chat room if you agree with me, people are getting more selfish, more greedy, more thin skin than I've ever seen in my life. It's weird. You know, people are like totally throwing everything away over what they see as a slight, you know, what they see as a major thing that is just a slight. And then they haul off and do really weird things to each other. And I think it's, and I'm not saying we're in the end times, don't get me wrong, but I think it's a sign of the pressure of the economy, the political atmosphere that we're in. People are starting to go nuts. People are starting to just lose focus on what we're really here for. And I know Christians are people too, and it's going to happen within the body of Christ, and it's going to happen within the militia movement. But it's just getting tiring. You know, I would rather be working about moving forward, working about doing what's right, than sitting here and every week another silly little controversy. Is it that way in your churches? You know, it's just the way it goes, I guess. You know, it's the life. I know, Minuteman, you'd be here for every single training. This isn't directed at you, by far. In fact, like I was just saying, I have a better friendship with you, Minuteman, over the phone, through the internet, through this show, than I do with people that I see two or three times a week at the church. It's really weird. It is. I mean, it's strange to me, and I don't know if it's the devil at work. And Mary says, I think a lot of churches are having problems. I think that too. You know, I'm having people that are just recently joined our church going, is this what it's always like? And I said, no, I don't remember being like this 5 years ago, 4 years ago. But it just seems like now people are just being nitpicky. I think it's egos. I think what it is, you've got people that think they are critical and cannot be replaced. And then when they find out they are, it bruises their little tiny souls. And they go kind of nuts over it. And they start getting like little kids. God will bring people into His fold. God doesn't need us to do that. God doesn't need us to fulfill all these plans that He has. We are just like it's the analogy that I used when I was a kid. When my dad was working on the truck, either his semi or his pickup truck, he didn't need me there handing him wrenches. He didn't need me there holding stuff when I was little and didn't know what I was doing, but it was an honor to be there. I was just giddy that He asked me to even crawl under the truck with Him. And that's the way it is with Jesus Christ. But so many people forget that, and they're like, well, the Lord chose me to do this. The Lord chose me to fill this role in the church or the militia. And the ego gets in the way. And I think that's something that people don't understand about me especially. I don't have an ego. But lately, though, it has been irritating me because I've been taking it personal. And it's not because I have an ego, but because it's like I'm just troubled. I wonder if I'm wasting my time with certain people and certain groups of people. I mean, I get emails and phone calls from militias all over this country, and there's a handful of them that are like, why don't you move here? Why don't you move to Nebraska? Why don't you come back to Colorado? Why don't you come to Idaho? Why don't you come to Montana? I would love to do that, and I would love to just load all my stuff up. Well, if I had a car that ran good... I might go up and take a 2 or 3 week vacation. That's why I'm looking forward to doing the Arizona thing in September. To get around people that are focused on the problem, focused on the solution, and whether they know it or not, are serving the Lord. People forget that they get strength through Christ. Her favorite verse is Philippians 4:13. That's right, Mary. Look up Philippians 4:13, Lou, and post it, please. It's critical that we don't forget that. You know, that's why I say the sword is heavy, the battle is hard, but the victory is the Lord's alone, or belongs to the Lord, or I'll twist it around some way. But my heart is heavy right now. It is very heavy with just all this stuff. I got to focus on feeding my family, keeping Stacy able to work, because she's working very, very hard. She comes home after standing on her feet for 8 hours a day, and she's almost in tears because her feet hurt so bad. You know, we're doing everything we can to try and support her so she can help support us. Keeping the store going, doing all that. I'm with everybody. I know it. But that doesn't give me the right to start running around like a spoiled child and telling everybody they need to pat me on the back and accommodate me and better treat me like a king, you know, because I'm the person that's got these skills. No. Tomorrow, the Lord could give somebody else this venue, could bring him into the church and replace me completely. Okay, King James Version. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I took my glasses off and I still was able to read it by squinting. Put the glasses back on. Excellent verse there, Mary. Yeah. And the inverse of that is I can do nothing without Him. Sure, we can do little things, little worldly, fleshy things, but they won't be lasting good. They won't be forever moving and forever expanding good. Buildings fall, foundations crumble, get corrupt. Because if, like we said yesterday, without the Lord as your foundation, you're not going to get anywhere with it. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a little more bummed than I should be about it. I'm not stopping. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm thinking that, you know, I'm trying to make plans. Even if I, just in the middle of the night, take what I can fit into the one car that works and go somewhere else, you know, with Lou and Stacy and you know, and just keep contact with my other child so that we can move on and keep doing this. Thank you, Mary. She's saying yesterday's show was very inspirational. I had phone calls from people until pretty late at night. One guy was almost crying when he called me because he said he liked the show. And I said, don't thank me. The show wasn't mine. It's not me. It's just like one of my favorite movies is Gross Point Blank. And every time this assassin would come to the door, he says, whatever I'm doing that you don't like, I'll stop. And the guy would say, it's not me. Well, it goes this way. It's not me. When you know, I get this undue praise, I don't deserve that either. Just as much as I don't deserve the undue criticism for people that don't agree with these doctrines, it's not my doctrine, it's the Lord's doctrine. And I can just because, you know, that, I cannot take the praise for it. You know, people say they like my funny stuff or the way I deliver the show, that's different. But the items that inspired you yesterday, Mary, didn't come from me. I'm just relaying them. I'm standing on the shoulders of great men. And a lot of it is the Holy Spirit. I totally 100% believe that, and that freaks a lot of people out. Holy Spirit works through me, so it's not any glory to me. Where are you going, Lee? Is there something wrong? Oh, the break's coming up. Okay, folks, we're going to... Okay, go ahead and you do that while we're waiting, but don't play it until I tell you to. We're coming up on a break here. Lou's got to cue the break. We're working off one computer. Although Lou's got his mom's computer, but it doesn't have any audio or anything in it. So I'm going to try and do 2 hours today. I don't know what it is. I just don't feel like it's in me. I got the one article about Obongo wanting to go after amnesty for everybody and just ignore the law and ignore Congress. So, you know, that'll give us an hour to talk about. Maybe that'll get my adrenaline going. But I'm going to wait until we get over there. Oh, here comes Mom, I think.
Hello.
We're getting ready to go to break. Mom just walked in the room, so as soon as you can do a break, switch it over. We're not going to do fancy transitions. Lou's just going to click, and we're going to go to music, commercials, and then we'll come back. Remember, when you are listening to this, if you can go to dutchjones.tk and make a donation, that's good. If you've already made one, you don't have to make another one. Just, you know, a few dollars here and there a month. I told you we want to get DSL. If we can get DSL up there, that'll change things drastically because I can put all of my efforts into 24-hour broadcasting on DSL, but we're going to need about $200 to make that happen. And it's in the Lord's hands. If you guys want to help us out, that's fine. If not, we'll keep doing it like this, and we've been blessed with not having a lot of dropouts, but we can only do about 2 hours a day. The reason we're down here today is we used up a lot of our download, and I wanted to give it a rest. And you ready to play the music now? Okay, we're going to be right back after this. Okay, we're going to be right back after this.
Lay down, boy, gonna take a little nap. 14 miles to Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap is a place of rocks, home of the panther and the bear and the fox. First white man of the Cumberland Gap was Dr. Walker, an English chap. Lay down, boy, gonna take a little nap. Lay down, boy, gonna take a little nap. Lay down, boy, gonna take a little nap. Gonna raise hell in the Cumberland Gap. Pinnacle Rock, he killed a bear with an old flintlock. Cumberland Gap is a fearsome place. The shells go off right in your face. Lay down, boy, gonna take a little nap. Lay down, boy, gonna take a little nap. on the mountaintop. They burned the hay and the meal and the meat and left us scrambled and nothing to eat.
Lay down, boy, let me take a little nap. Lay down, boy, let me take a little nap. Lay down, boy, let me take a little nap. Glory as hell, I'm coming and yap.
So come on, boys, no time to nap. Come on, boys, let me lift your cap. Come on, boys, give a rebel yell. Send them Yankees straight to hell. Come on, boys, no time to nap. Come on, boys, no time to nap. Come on, boys, no time to nap. We're gonna raise hell up and come and nap.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
All for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel
in. Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Sorry about the rough transition there, but that's the only way I can do it. I have to, because I'm going from one to the other. I'm going from stereo mix to microphone because I don't have a soundboard. But we are back. Stacy did get here successfully. She's coming in with, are you bringing in the pills?
Yeah, I got some pills.
Get my pills. Need some heartburn pills here.
I bet you
too.
It's because I eat too much Taco Bell. Oh, thank you. These will be good. And excuse me, you can see I'm taking heartburn pills. Look, little pink. Should I get an endorsement? They were generic ones I saw. They're from, like, their Equate.
No, I don't know what they were.
It
started with an R.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but they're heartburn pills. I've been getting heartburn a lot more lately. Yeah, we can barely hear you, Dutch. I got it all the way up. I got it cranked all the way up, and I don't know why. You know what I need to do? I need to go into microphone and boost it. Let me do that. Okay. Here, you guys will watch. I'm going to go to control panel. I'm going to go to audio. Here we go. You're right. I'm sorry, guys. I forgot that I can boost my audio by like 20%. So let's go recording. Let's go to microphone. Let's go to configure. And set up microphone. Is that what we need to do? No, that's not it. There was a way here that you could boost it. I can't remember. What software am I using on this one, Lee?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, there's got to be a place here to adjust the levels. Configure speech recognition. No, that's not it. I'm working on it, guys. Let me get this right. Let me go mixer. Let's go to device. No, see, it won't let me do it there. That's really weird. Configure. Properties. Sometimes I'm an idiot, and then sometimes I'm an idiot. Okay, I'm going to turn my microphone way up. I can't see it right now. Turn that off. Audio check, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not too bad. I have headphones on. I can bring this up even more. Let me bring it up to 100%. That should be pretty good right there. Yeah, okay, good. I apologize for that, folks. This is stuff I should have been doing before I went on the air. But I was really getting into TV today. We don't have TV up there. Okay, so let's do this. I'm going to turn this down, and that should be pretty good there, I think. Now, let's see. I can make it even louder if we have to. Let me do boost. Boosty. Okay, and then turn this one down a little bit. Turn it down right to there. Audio check. That might be distorting. Lewis. Kind of fun. Let's give you guys a... Well,
I don't
hear it. Okay, how about... Okay, so you should have it about now. And then I can... let me do that. Let me hit OK. Let me bring this down over here to about here. Bring it. Wow, it's like either on or off. But that should be good right there. Looks good to me. I'm going to hit OK. Hopefully that's better. Headphones is better. And now I'm in your heads. I'm in all of your heads, those of you that are wearing headphones. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to make you jump. But I boosted the microphone. We have so many different computers. They have so many different operating systems. I forget which ones, you know, we don't have Windows 7, do we?
No, I have a copy of it.
Yeah, we do have a copy of it. Right. Get up and give your mom a place to sit, unless she's going to be doing...
You're
going to be doing the laundry, woman?
Yes, ma'am.
do my laundry, woman.
You can snap your fingers, too.
Yeah, I'll just snap my fingers, get you to do the laundry. Are you going to procure any type of food so we can share it with all our listeners? You going to get pizza for everybody? She's looking at me like I'm crazy. Never mind. No, I was only kidding. I'm not going to share pizza with her. I wish we could do a virtual pizza. Give me all your addresses. I will send you pizza. Man, my nose itches. Let me make this bigger. And then there we go. And then do this. Okay, now I feel better. This is a kind of a laid-back, as Lou puts it, pants optional Friday show. We kind of relax. Fridays, I don't put a lot of... effort into the performance of it, because it's just doing it every day, doing a show every day takes a lot out of me. You know, it's funny, I talk to people that are pastors and they have to do, you know, 1 45-minute to an hour sermon a week. I have to do 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and it does take a lot out of you. And that's why I'm always looking for co-hosts and fill-in hosts. If I could find somebody that would like take Fridays, you know, once in a while or something like that, it's real easy to do. You just tell me you want to do it. I tell you the password, and you go to ubroadcast.com, you sign in, Dutch Jones, one word, you enter the password. We change the password frequently.